This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So years ago when I was a medical student, I had a patient who had come in with some abdominal pain and some bloating. She was, I think, in her late 20s, early 30s, and I had diagnosed her as being pregnant. And she said that's impossible because I'd been in jail for 6 months. She was about 5 months pregnant. Now, I didn't get to spend the time trying to figure out how that happened. Maybe a conjugal visit. Maybe she wasn't in jail the whole 6 months. Maybe she was only in jail for about 5 months. Maybe she got pregnant before she came to jail. Maybe there was an issue with the pregnancy and the pregnancy, you know, maybe looked smaller for gestational age. But inmates can't get pregnant. That's something that, you know, I mean, I've been teaching medical students. I don't care if somebody says they were in jail. I don't care if somebody says that they, you know, are homosexual. I have had lesbian patients get pregnant. And I'm like, are you sure? You know, there wasn't, you know, any sort of a penis involved in any of your, you know, sexual interactions over the past few months. Oh, yeah, there might have been one. So, I mean, for me, I would remember that. I mean, but some people, they might forget. So when somebody says, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just, there's no way I could be pregnant. We always run a pregnancy test. You know, in fact, it's interesting. You'll have, let's say, people very upset that you would even consider running a pregnancy test. But a lot of times, you know, with the hormone panels, there's certain hormones that might be elevated, not from pregnancy, but from a hormonal disorder, such that I'll say, look, you know, I'm running a panel before the gynecologist that will include this. Because the gynecologist I sent to, they're like, don't be giving me somebody without the pregnancy test. I need to know. I mean, we need to know they're pregnant before they walk in the door. But when we'd run a panel, and with that panel, you know, in case the hormones are off, there are some conditions where you could actually look like you're pregnant when you're not. So I've come to learn that, you know, even in the most remote situations like being in jail, you could get pregnant. Well, now we're being told two women have gotten pregnant as this facility allowed transgenders to be there, and this was consensual. They said the sex was consensual, and two women were able to have sex in jail. I know people are like, I want to go to that jail now. Because when you're in jail, that's got to be rough, not being able to have sex. For a sentence that long, that has got to be so, so rough. But if you're in jail with transgenders and they are willing to have sex with you, wow. So they aren't sure if the women had sex with the same transgender woman. Now, remember, a transgender woman is somebody who was born biological male but identify as female. And this happened at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility in Clinton, New Jersey. And Edna Mahan houses 27 transgender prisoners. There's over 800 cisgender women. And the correctional facility began to house inmates by gender identity last year. This was after there was, I guess, a lawsuit by a trans woman with the ACLU. And, that's got to be challenging, because if you are a trans woman and you're in a male, I mean, you know, jails are already pretty dangerous. And if you... I completely understand how now this is starting to become controversial, because, you know, you're definitely in danger in any jail setting, but a transgender woman in a cis male facility could be in a lot of danger. So 10 prison guards actually at that same place faced criminal charges stemming from an alleged assault on inmates, including a transgender woman, back in January 2020. So I believe we're being told that this facility might eventually be closed. But, it's a topic that's kind of fascinating because, you know, how do I word this? When you're in jail, you want to have sex. And I think there is going to be a strong advocacy for inmates to want to have transgender females there. I think, you know, I mean, people say, do people turn lesbian in jail? You don't necessarily turn one way or another. If you, you know, I really think there is that genetic predisposition, that inherent predisposition. But if somebody, I guess, wants to engage in sexual activity and they have no problem, they're not homophobic, they have no problem with the partner, yes, sexual activity will happen. But you have people that specifically just want male genitalia, and that's what they want. And so, you know, having a transgender cellmate will allow that, you know. So we'll see what happens, you know. There's been some discussion on if prisons should make sure that inmates go through the transitioning. Yeah, I don't know. That costs the taxpayer a lot of dollars. And then what happens to the children? If you do have these pregnancies, where do the children go? Do the children get to be with mom? Most likely, if mom is doing her time, that child is with Child Protective Services. I don't know all the rules in every state. But somebody giving birth, it's so important for them to be able to breastfeed their child, spend time with their child. And so it's, you know, I'm going to do a little bit more research on this because I find the subject fascinating. And, I mean, you know, personally, if I ever got pregnant in jail and want to be with the baby, breastfeed the baby, spend time with the baby, it'd be kind of nice. I mean, it's like a way to be on maternity leave and, you know, away from all the other pressures of everything. But sadly, there's a lot of people that, you know, face challenges with this. So we'll keep you guys posted on what happens. But yeah, you can get pregnant in jail. 1-877-DOLLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Joe Biden and his memory isn't the only thing that's bothering Democrats. Colleagues are now worried about Senator Dianne Feinstein. Now, this is being reported by the San Francisco Chronicle. But they said, when a California Democratic Congress recently engaged in an extended conversation with Senator Dianne Feinstein, they were expecting a rigorous policy discussion like they've had with her many times over the last 15 years. Instead, the lawmaker said, they had to reintroduce themselves to Senator Feinstein multiple times during an interaction that lasted several hours. So she didn't remember who she was talking to within that time frame. Rather than delve into policy, they said, Feinstein, who was 88 years old, repeated the same small talk questions, like asking the lawmaker what mattered to voters in their district. This is according to what the member of Congress said. They said with no apparent recognition that the two had already had a similar conversation. Those are signs of cognitive deficit. I mean, I know we've done that, you know. I'll have a conversation with somebody and, you know, but then maybe weeks later going, oh, yeah, did we cover that? Did I tell you this or no? I don't know if I told you or somebody else. I mean, that happens. But within the same conversation that day, it's a concern. They said the episode was so unnerving that the lawmaker spoke to the Chronicle on condition of anonymity, began raising concerns with colleagues to see if some kind of intervention to persuade Feinstein to retire was possible. Her term runs through the end of 2024. She would be 90 by then. And she's already having this much issues. She's not capable of doing her duties. Now, this happened several weeks before the death of her husband in February. So that means this wasn't like just this week. This was even earlier. So who knows if things could have even changed more. So the lawmaker said, I've worked with her for a long time and long enough to know that she was what she was like just a few years ago. Always in command, always in charge, on top of the details. Basically couldn't resist a conversation where she was driving some bill or some idea. All of that is gone. She was an intellectual and political force that not long ago, and that's why my encounter with her was so jarring, because there is just no trace of that. And I have to tell you, having had family members that had dementia, you originally you're like, wait a second, huh? You don't. But how do you not remember that? Now, I have a friend of mine, not very old, but definitely in the higher part of middle age. I'll talk to them about some things, and they'll completely forget that they talked to me about it if a week or two has passed. And that person hadn't done that a few years ago. And I feel bad, because when you talk to your friends and you're like, what are you talking about? You told me that. And you give that face like, what? I gave him that face. What? And I feel guilty, because that look is that look like, you know, he's not messing around. And this is somebody that might be starting to forget. And I mean, we all do have brain farts. It happens. You know, we go to a store, we're like, wait, what was I doing? And I really think COVID accelerated it. I think a lot of people are having memory issues with COVID. But, you know, Senator Feinstein is 88 years old. It's remarkable she's had as long a career as she's had. But, you know, when is it time to retire? I mean, Joe Biden is 79 years old. He should have retired before the election. He's in over his head. And I know he's had a multiple decade career in politics. I know people want to give him his due, but if you don't have it all there, it puts the country at risk. They say four U.S. senators, including three Democrats, as well as three former Feinstein staffers, said the California Democratic member of Congress told the Chronicle in recent interviews that her memory was rapidly deteriorating. They said it appears she could no longer fulfill her job duties without her staff doing much of the work required to represent the nearly 40 million people of California. They said that the memory lapses do not appear to be constant, and that some days she is nearly as sharp as she used to be. During the March confirmation hearing for soon-to-be Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has since then been nominated and approved, Feinstein appeared composed. She read pertinent questions, and she repeated comments to Jackson about the judge's composure in the face of tough questioning. But some close to her said that it's different. One Democratic senator said it's bad, it's getting worse. Why isn't something being, if she's representing the public and she's not fit, replace her. You can replace her with another Democrat. You know? They say there's a joke on the Hill. We've got a great junior senator in Alex Padilla and an experienced staff in Feinstein's office. Yeah, that's not a funny joke, but yeah. So all of those who have expressed concerns about Feinstein's acuity said that doing so was painful because of their respect of the senator and groundbreaking career. Each spoke on condition of anonymity because they did not want to jeopardize their relationship with her and their mutual friends and colleagues. And that's probably the biggest disservice you could do. When somebody is having memory issues, you have got to flip and tell them. Have I told my friend? No. I haven't scared to, but I will. The next time, I think it's going to be a one-off, but the next time, I promised myself, the next time I felt that there was a memory lapse, I'm going to say get your memory checked. I might just do it anyway. I mean, obviously it's not as bad as what we're hearing with Feinstein, but still. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to insult them. They don't want to get somebody mad. The best thing you could do is how do you bring it up? How do you bring it up? All right? Well, if I was Joe Biden's friend, okay, I'd be like, look, man, you messed up on a lot of things, but that's okay. It's okay. Just build the wall. But after I would say all that, you know, I'm like, look, you know, yeah, I see, you know, a little bit of stumbling when you're up there on the mic. You know, what's going on? Tell me what you think is going on. And he's like, oh, I don't know, I'm fine. I'm like, I'd like you to just kind of get a second opinion, just to make sure everything's working like it should. Well, have your doctor check this out. A lot of people will call the doctor before they come, say, look, I know you can't talk about private, you know, medical history, but I just want to tell you, can you please address this? Because we're seeing memory issues. And medical providers should already be screening somebody of Biden's age or Feinstein's age for memory issues. But Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom, had, I guess, battled cancer and died. That is trying, and that can also start causing a spouse's deterioration. But this is serious stuff. And so, in a statement provided to the Chronicle on March 28th, Feinstein said she's still performing her job well and declined to be interviewed. She said, the last year has been extremely painful and distracted for me, flying back and forth to visit my dying husband who passed away a few weeks ago. But there's no question I'm still serving and delivering for the people of California, and I'll put my record up against anyone's. But that's the problem. She's not up for re-election now. It's another 2 years. And a concern I have is you have older individuals that are shrewder than shrewd. But when you have something like what's going on with Senator Feinstein or Joe Biden, President Biden, you're going to have this age discrimination at the polls. People are going to say, no, we don't want somebody that old. And older individuals still have it. I mean, I know a lot of people disagree with Nancy Pelosi's politics, but she's in her age. She's, what, 81? She appears to still be very lucid. So, we don't want, you know, Joe Biden representing every 79-year-old out there. But now we have discussions about Trump. Will Trump be too old? Trump will be 78 years old, I think, which means he would go well into his 80s being president. After Joe Biden, I think you're going to have a lot of people saying, I don't think I want, you know, that somebody could be very lucid, very strong, and then the mental deterioration could happen quickly. I was too young to follow what happened with Ronald Reagan. All I remember is one news outlet was showing his handwriting. Now his handwriting became very scribbly from his first year in office, and you saw the progression. And it was significant, but then again, I mean, to me as a doctor, I scribble. I mean, I don't do all the curly kills with my signature anymore. I just do a scribble. So I could get how you're exhausted from all that signing. But then eventually we found out that, you know, he had Alzheimer's. So, you know, our leaders, you know, should, you know, at least get themselves checked out. And I think the American public is due at least an explanation. 1-877-DOC-LA.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rising price of gas is a big contributor to the jump in retail sales last month. Overall, retail sales grew by 0.5% in March. However, gas stations saw a nearly 9% jump in sales. Americans are also continuing to buy goods online. Sales in that area rose nearly 6.5%. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Russian war in Ukraine will likely continue for months or even longer. Asked about whether Russia's invasion constitutes genocide, Sullivan adding, President Biden has assessed that Russia is determined to completely rid the idea of Ukrainian identity. President Biden heading to another state he did not win this week. The president traveling to North Carolina today to promote the ongoing economic recovery. He'll also talk about rebuilding supply chains. USA Radio News. Roughly 150 buildings have been damaged in the New Mexico town of Ruidoso as the so-called McBride fire rages out of control. Some emergency evacuations were announced on Wednesday after the fire jumped the road. Laura Raybon with the U.S. Forest Service gave a briefing on the damage done.
The fire is currently 4,132 acres, 0% contained. The cause right now is unknown and it is under investigation.
A new ABC Ipsos poll shows that 69% of Americans disapprove of President Joe Biden's handling of inflation, just 29% approving. When asked who's to blame for inflation, 51% blame Biden, 52% blame Democratic Party ideas, 33% blamed Republican Party policies. That same poll found that 55% of Americans oppose sending U.S. troops to Ukraine, with just 17% of Americans in support. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when Gilbert Gottfried had died a few days ago, we didn't know what. We had his family said he had died of a long illness. People were saying was it cancer? Did he have cancer? And we had no records that he had cancer. We were told in the past that he had a heart condition, but not a lot. Well, now we have a little bit more information. For those of you interested, the multi-award-winning entertainer Gilbert Gottfried apparently suffered from complications from myotonic dystrophy. Myotonic dystrophy is kind of rare. This myotonic dystrophy did contribute to a heart condition, which might be what caused him to pass this week. According to his friend Glenn Schwartz, Gottfried had a genetic muscle disorder. It was the myotonic dystrophy type 2. This also caused a recurrent ventricular tachycardia, which is an abnormal heart rhythm. So myotonic dystrophy, or also known as dystrophia myotonica, myo is muscle, tonic is like movement, dystrophy is abnormality. It's an issue with the muscles. And it's an inherited disorder that causes the muscles to get stiff, weak, atrophy, so you shrink, the muscles shrink. And then it could also affect other organs. So it could affect the heart, mess with the heart muscle, and get conduction defects because the electricity has to go through the heart muscle. It could mess with the eyes and cause cataracts. Could mess with the retina, cause retina defects, which could cause blindness. And then, fascinatingly, it could also cause diabetes by impairing glucose metabolism and insulin sensitivity. So this myotonic dystrophy is no fun at all. So you got type 1 and type 2. Gottfried had the milder of the versions. Type 1, known as Steinart disease, occurs when a gene on chromosome 19, it's called DMPK, contains an abnormally expanded section located close to the regulation region of another gene called 6-5. This is according to Muscular Dystrophy Association, where type 2, which was discovered in 1994, it's a milder version, but it's a different chromosome that gets affected. Chromosome 3 instead of 19 is called ZNF9. It was originally called proximal myotonic myopathy, where it seems to affect more of the proximal muscles, the muscles closer to the body as opposed to the distal. So Gottfried had this version, but sadly we believe he had recurrent ventricular tachycardia. So VTAC, oh, that's not good. So you have the atrium and the ventricles. The atria are your upper chambers. Your ventricles are the more thicker, larger chambers. The ventricles carry the weight of the pump. The atria direct things. So, blood goes into the right atrium. It goes into the right ventricle. The right ventricle has to pump that blood into the lungs. This way the lung gets oxygenated. It comes back, then the blood through the left atria goes down into the left ventricle, and then the left ventricle shoots it out through the body. And then it comes back through the venous system, back into the right atria. Your electrical impulse comes from the atria. It comes higher up. But with this, if there's any sort of disruption, sometimes the ventricles will start the electrical impulse. And when they run from the ventricles, that's not what they're designed to do. And so when you have ventricular pulses, it weakens the muscles, the pump doesn't act right, and then sadly, you could go into heart failure, cardiac arrest. Heart's not pumping right. VTAC, heart rate could even go up to the 200s, 250. So what do we do? How do we treat somebody with myotonic dystrophy? Well, we'll have to support their muscle weakness and their limbs and all that. We definitely want to control any abnormal heart rhythm, control their blood pressure. If they have cataracts, have any eye issues, we try to correct those. Pain control for those with muscle pain. Hormone regulation, if imbalanced. Assisted devices to for physical therapy. And then what's interesting is, life expectancy. People with myotonic dystrophy, for men, average lifespan is 60 years old. Gottfried lived till he was 67. And then women, 59. So not much of a difference between men and women. So it's sad. It's a shame. Gottfried was iconic for his Iago performance in Aladdin. He did Affleck, and he had a dirty sense of humor. Somebody asked, why do these comedians die young? Why do these comedians, like George Carlin, and who was the one that did Say It? Say It! I forget who that was. Bob Saget, Louis Anderson, what is it? Well, you have some comedians that, stay in pretty good health, like Jerry Seinfeld. Looks like he hits the gym all the time. Looks like he probably eats a lot of vegetables, But then you have comedians that just kind of let themselves go. There's one, and I really apologize, I don't know the name. Very, very funny comedian. My husband loves him. He would always make jokes about his eating and his weight because he was overweight, and how it'd be at the buffet. And the owner of the buffet would kick him out because, he was there for 4 hours. And I can't, go through his whole routine. It was hilarious. But he died. And it seems like the average comedian doesn't live long. But it's comedians represent, I think, still the cross section of, you know, America. And it's stressful to be up on stage, to crack a joke, only get crickets. It's stressful. A lot of people have to drink before they go up on stage, or they have to take a pill, or they have to, you know, you don't really see the average person going, this is going to be great, I'm going to eat a nice salad, and I'm going to, you know, there's, so in order to perform, I think it's not so much a comedian issue, but it's a performer issue. I mean, look at all the issues you see with these, you know, stars and musicians, and, I mean, people have, it just seems like I can't say any one particular industry within the arts. You know, somebody will say, well, radio was probably safe. Oh, no way. Man, the people in radio, they're just as, yeah, they get ill also. Yeah. Honestly, they smoke in their studio. Okay, so what does my studio look like? I have, right here, these. Okay, these are multivitamins. I got multivitamins here. I got nuts. I got a bag of nuts and trail mix. I only eat the chocolate out of the trail mix. I have some gum wrappers. This was a fruit snack. Yeah, so I mean, do I eat the healthiest? I'm eating healthier, but no cigarettes, no cigarette butts, nothing like that. But, you know, in show business, I think, you know, you have to perform, and you want to be ready to perform. And the stress of performing, but I think it's not even so much the performing, is the stress of being relevant. You know, one thing I learned is, I mean, I'm very grateful to have made the Talkers Top 100 list. I think that's fantastic. But, you know, imagine people that fell off the list. Like, I got to get back on. I got to get back on. I got to be known. You know, oh, I lost an affiliate. I got to get another affiliate. You know, you can really get yourself into this frenzy. And I noticed the more relaxed, the more methodical I am, the more, you know what, it's just about doing a good show, letting the listeners know, you know, the facts, and, you know, not BSing them and not trying to do a lot of gimmicks and things like that. I think that's the healthiest way to go. Now, and I see people out there, they just trip over themselves trying to get on TV, trying to get the attention, and I get, you know, gimmicks do work, but I gotta tell you, those fad gimmicks, like, remember, wasn't there a TikToker who was licking a toilet seat? Is that really what you want to be known for, somebody who licked a toilet seat? I get you want to be relevant, and you want to, you know, but all of that could impede someone's health, especially if you lick a toilet seat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800, and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so before you guys have sex, just wait until the segment because it could save your life. How many of... not that it, my show is at all sexually enticing. Most people get turned off and they're... but you know what? I'm done for the week. But... how many of you have a severe food allergy where if you ate a peanut, you'd be in the hospital? If you had shrimp, you'd go into complete anaphylaxis. Some of you do. And we're actually seeing more and more severe food allergies. Well, there's been multiple cases where somebody with a food allergy has sex or has something done to them during sex, and they get exposed to that food allergen and either die or almost die. So last year, there were two young, I think, young 20 adolescents. They might have been teens. And they met on a dating app, but they didn't really know each other. They just hooked up from a dating app. And one was very, very allergic to peanuts. So while he was having oral sex done on him. He starts going into full respiratory depression, collapses, ends up dying the next day in the hospital. And all he did was sit there and receive oral sex. They didn't even kiss, from what we understand. All he did was receive oral sex. Well, what happened is they think his partner obviously didn't know he had a food allergy. That's usually something you don't share on these dating apps or hookup apps. And he might have had peanuts in his mouth. And the mucosal, I guess, or the contaminant of that, got into the gentleman's penis, and that ended up just being enough to trigger this reaction. And it was a case study where he actually died. I mean, a young male died just from being with somebody who had peanuts a while before they had sex. Now, you're going to see some headlines about something similar. This one woman, she's fine. I think she's an OnlyFans star. I got to double check. But there's one woman who had a peanut allergy, and she said that she had sex, and not oral sex, just penetrating sex, and she got swelling, itch, had to basically waddle into the pharmacy. We've all done that. And she even started to have respiratory issues because somehow her partner had peanuts. In either ate peanuts, I think had peanut butter or something like that. She ended up getting it on her or through the semen, having a reaction, almost went into severe anaphylaxis. Now, she was able to still control with antihistamines, but dang, that's some scary stuff. So her name is Lucy Banks. She's trying to raise awareness, saying those with minor or moderate allergies most likely won't notice anything, but if you have severe anaphylactic reactions with certain foods, then I would take special precautions with your partner to make sure that they haven't eaten anything that could trigger a negative, possibly serious response. Now, back in 2007, there was a woman who had a Brazil nut allergy. And I guess her partner had a bag of mixed nuts. And I think he brushed his teeth. I think he cleaned his nails, and this was 3 hours prior to sex. She got vaginal swelling, itch, shortness of breath. Her symptoms resolved with antihistamines. I don't really know, sorry about that. I don't know what happened to Lucy, the one that had the vaginal issue that went to the pharmacist. My guess is she got maybe an EpiPen or steroids or whatever. But dang, I mean, you know, this is somebody's sexual fluids can carry the allergens. That's some scary stuff. Now, you know, I feel very, very lucky, and I thank God every day I don't have a severe food allergy. But any of you who have a severe food allergy, that has got to be absolutely frightening. You always have to walk around with an EpiPen, because you could go to a restaurant, and the restaurant could say, nope, no peanuts in this, no peanut sauce, no shrimp, nothing. And then, I guess somebody mixed the plates or cooked in somebody a dish or whatever, and then you could go into a full-blown reaction. Somebody with severe food allergies, I recommend any of you guys get in with an allergist. Try to get desensitized. Have a protocol in place. But what a lot of people don't realize is sex could be very dangerous. And it's not just the kissing. I mean, I get mouth to mouth. I get that. Because, you know, you're eating something. It could be in their mouth. But we are talking something touching your body. And it getting absorbed. That, I, and who remembers what they ate? You know, if you ask me, what did I have this morning for breakfast? I had a little piece of fish, because I like leftovers. I had some, was it Branzino sea bass? I had a little bit of fish. I had a couple frosted mini wheats. And then I just took a handful of my nuts. Now again, I would have forgotten that. You forget if you snack. So if I'm, you know, going to have sex with somebody after my show, which I'm not, you know, nobody wants to have sex with me, and they're allergic to nuts, I mean, look at how many of these trail mixes. Hold on. See, this is a trail mix. There's peanuts in this sucker. And it blows my mind that we live in a society now where there are so many people, something like this could kill somebody. I remember there being food allergies growing up, but not to this degree. People always ask, why do I think there's so many food allergies now? People think it's like the weenie generation. It's not the weenie generation. I think what happened is we have put so much crap into our body artificially that the immune system is so not used to all these preservatives and substrates and things that you know. And again, I love vaccines. I support vaccines. But again, we put a lot of stuff into our body such that the littlest something might just trigger that immune system. And you know, a lot of people have acquired allergies. And then all of a sudden they can't, like me, I can't now take Bactrim. Bactrim was an antibiotic I never had an issue with. That sucker can now kill me, and I don't get it. I was able to take it when I was younger. Why? Why did my body get so sensitive? I think we are so exposed to plastic and chemicals and just, you know, glitter. I mean, who knows? I love glitter. I love body glitter, eye glitter. Who knows? Maybe there's something going on with that. So my recommendation to all of you is, you know, if you want to have sex. So what should you do? If you have a food allergy, I know it's not spontaneous. I know it's not sexy. But what you need to do is really grill your partner on what they ate and on your dating site. And I know I don't have a dating app because I'm married, but I want to. Not because I want to meet anybody, but I want to kind of see what you guys see. It just blows my mind how these things are just evolving. But I want to see if there's a place where you could say food allergy. Because I got to tell you, you know, if you have a food allergy, that shouldn't turn a person off unless they really love that food. So, like, for example, if my husband said he was allergic to chocolate, that would be a done deal because I eat chocolate. So if he can't be with me, I mean, give up chocolate, give up sex, I'm not giving up either. So maybe you do need to, but if you have a severe allergy, you might need to put that up there. And then they go, well, why is that up there? What is that? You know, because you want to put that up there so they remember to bring it up. Because you're going to forget. You guys are going to go on a date. They'll have a couple drinks. You'll be like, man, he's fine. And I was like, ah, you know, and you'll be concentrating on how to seal the deal that you're going to completely forget and go, did you have any peanut sauce on your, you know, food at lunch? So it takes a village. It really does. And I know some people said we should just ban peanuts. You can't ban peanuts. What's going to happen to Reese's? You know, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.